You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
By your powers combined, I am
the Green Desk.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Green Desk. My name is Lily Peacock and today I have the pleasure of talking to the Auckland Council Waste Advisor Mark Neal about Love, Food, Hate, Waste. The team behind the Love Food Hate Waste campaign want to inspire Aucklanders to embrace their leftovers and reduce food wastage. Mark Neal is here to discuss easy ways to reduce food wastage and get the most out of your shop. Hi Mark, how are you?
I'm good, thanks Lee. Thanks for having me on today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Can you please tell us about the Love Food Hate Waste campaign?
Sure, yeah. So the Love Food Hate Waste campaign, it's a national campaign which is running for 3 years. And Auckland Council are supporting this campaign. And it's about raising awareness around the amount of avoidable food waste that we waste here in Auckland and in New Zealand as a whole.
So Aucklanders waste about 15,000 loaves of bread on it daily, an enormous amount for such a small city.
Yes,
Mark, what's the best way to reduce food wastage?
Well, when we're going out engaging with residents at the moment, we're really just going back to basics. And we're just saying, look, you know, it might be just a case of, you know, doing a shopping list, planning your meals. So throughout the week, you know what you've got in your cupboard and you can just reduce waste as much as possible. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good tip. I like to plan my shopping list as well. Otherwise, I get so distracted.
Yeah.
So food wastage is taxing on the environment and our pockets. What are the main impacts of food waste on the environment and how can we save money from reducing waste?
Sure. So there's about, at the moment, there's approximately 80,000 tonnes of avoidable food waste going to landfill each year from Auckland alone. So it's quite a lot. And the impact it has on the environment, that if it goes to the landfill where this is all going at the moment, then it's creating methane gas and it's creating leachate in the landfill. So it's really damaging to the environment. And with regards to the dollar amounts, well, the average Auckland household, they're wasting about $563 a year. So it's quite a lot of money, you know. It's the impact to the environment and then the impact to your pocket as well. So again, it's really just going back to practical tips that I just said before. You know, look at what you're spending, you know, plan your meals, you know, plan what you buy. You know, and even sometimes it's just about maybe setting your fridge at the right temperature, making sure that it's not too cold so it doesn't freeze your food, or not too warm. And also just knowing the difference between use by and best before dates.
What is the difference between use by and best before?
Well, so your use by is basically, you know, you should be using that product by that date. So if you think of things like, you know, your poultry, your chicken, your meats and your fish, you're probably not going to want to use it after that date because you might get ill. But your best before is basically, that's what it is. It's best before. It's still probably going to be fine way beyond that day. It just means it's not going to be as fresh and the nutrients are not going to be as good for you. That's all it is.
Now, I'm the kind of person who buys my fresh food like every couple of days. Is that a good way to go about it, or should I be doing like one shop a week?
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
No, definitely, Lily. That's the best way, and that's what we're finding out in the street when we're engaging with people, is that if you buy food more regularly, it's going to be fresh, the nutrients are going to be in there, and you're going to end up not wasting any, really. Whereas if you bulk buy for 1 or 2 weeks, you know, you probably get to the end of that week and some of your vegetables or your fruit, you know, they're going off. But even then, there is things that you can do for it. For that, it's maybe just getting creative with your cooking as well.
Yeah, have you got any favourite upcycling recipes that you use on your leftovers?
Yeah, definitely. Actually, I came across when I was engaging down in the city with someone just the other week, our big promotion that Auckland Council ran. A guy said to me, "Oh, well, I make patties out of the pulp from my leftover juice." I was like, wow, I'd never think of that. I would usually have put that into my worm farm or compost bin. But yeah, he says, no, just add some breadcrumbs or some flour, add some nuts. You could put some beans in there as well. Just mix it together just like a patty, fry it up, grill it up, and there you go. So that's something that I've been starting to implement. It's like, wow, that's a great way to just upcycle your food. Yeah.
I never know what to do with the juice pulp, because my dad likes to make juices a lot and he always has these, you know, big trayfuls of the stuff, and I'm like, oh, I don't know what to do with it. But that's a really good tip, making patties with it.
Yeah, it's great, hey. Yeah, I really like that one.
I tried to bake it into a cake once. It didn't really turn out.
No, yeah, you probably, yeah, the cake would be probably maybe a bit too dense, I would have thought. Yeah,
it was rock hard. It was not a good time. Yeah. So, Mark, the council wants to have zero waste by 2040, right? So, which is really admirable, actually. But how likely is this to happen, and what are the main obstacles to getting to that goal?
Oh, I guess the main obstacles is, I don't know if it's an obstacle in a way, it's really just about spreading knowledge about, you know, what you can do with your waste products, or what some people see as waste products. I mean, if you think of the campaign we're speaking about now, avoidable food waste, you know, that can make up, avoidable food waste can make up about 20% of your rubbish bin each week.
20%?
20%, yeah, yeah. So
that's huge. That's a fifth of it. It's
massive, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that in itself, if we can just put residents on to put people on to, you know, there's things going into your bin that don't need to go into there, and then if we can take into consideration as well, say your vegetable peelings and your fruit scraps, that can make up another 15% of your rubbish bin. So that can be composted. So what we're trying to do to get Auckland to zero waste by 2040, it's really just spreading the knowledge and just educating people that there is other options available, really. Yeah.
And I've never made a compost bin, but I really want to make one. Have you got any tips for someone like me who doesn't really know how to do that?
Definitely. You're speaking to the right person on that. Yeah, I love composting and worm farming. There's lots of different ways that you can compost and worm farm. And Auckland Council do have a project called the Compost Collective, and they do run free workshops for all Auckland residents that can go to, and you learn about composting and worm farming. And at the end of that workshop, you can actually get a discount voucher. But there is different ways as well. You can make compost bins out of pallets. It's really quite easy, and it's nice that you're reusing something out of the environment that probably otherwise is going to landfill.
Upcycling. I love it.
Yeah.
Where would you find those workshops if I was looking for one?
Like the workshop, so for compost workshops, you'd go on to www.compostcollective.org, and there'll be a timetable on there, and these workshops are run across the year all over Auckland region, yeah.
Great, that's my plan for the summer, that's for sure.
Great, cool.
Thank you so much for speaking with us, Mark, I really appreciate it, and I hope you have a good rest of your week.
No problem, Lee, you have a great day. Thank you very much for having me on again.
Thank you, Mark. Bye.
Thanks, bye-bye.
That was The Green Desk. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.